So this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1848. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, Chai Elul Tavshin Yud Beis. Now, Chai Elul, of course, is the day of the birthday of the Alter Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov. And this is basically a letter from the Rebbe. He sent it out to all of our brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of Israel, wherever you may be. Hashem Elul is not a personal letter, but this is a collective, general letter to all the Jewish people, basically Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe is saying that as the new year approaches upon us and upon all Jews for good and blessing, I am sending to all of our brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of Israel, wherever you are, may God be with you, a blessing of the year to be written and sealed for a good and sweet year. In the end, and at the time of the Shemitah year, it was sabbatical year, this year, which means the year of Tavshin Yud Beis was a year of Shemitah, the seventh year in the cycle. And following that comes the year of Hakil, the year of gathering. We are reminded in this mitzvah, which is a strong pillar and a great honor in our religion, the mitzvah of Hakil, of gathering. That all the people, this was in the Beit HaMikdash, all the people, the men, the women, and even the little children, Bahataf, the Rebbe emphasized, the little children, would gather into the most holiest place, which we hope will be built very soon, Yibonu B'meir Min Amein, to listen the portion of accepting the heavenly kingdom, accepting the yoke of the mitzvahs, accepting the covenant of the Torah, and publicly letting people know, Aser to Aser, that you shall tithe, even though that at all times and every hour we are instructed to educate our sons and daughters to guard the pathway of Hashem. But when it comes to the end and during the time of Shemitah, we are instructed even more, with more force, and with more awakening, as it says the pasuk, that your children, uvneim yishmu v'lamdu liyiras Hashem, that your children will listen and they will learn to fear God. So for sure, that in the days of awe, that's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and during festival of Sukkot, the days of Hakhel, Sukkot is actually when they gather together, that are coming upon us for the good. There should be an arousal, a great arousal, that every leader, everyone who is occupying in the needs of the community, each one who has words that are listened to, if you have a voice that people listen to, and the words come out from the heart, which the heart is awakened, that every Jewish heart, that every man, woman of the Jewish people's heart is open. It's awake. So if you speak words of the heart, they will enter the hearts of those that listen. And you should arouse the people of your community and your surrounding for Torah, for fear of heaven, with more force and with more strength, especially to support, to strengthen, and to widen the institution of the kosher education, the education of the Talmud Torah with fear of heaven, and to gather and to bring the sons and the daughter to educate themselves, bring them in to educate, so that it should be, as in the verse it says, Netzer matoi, the blossoming of my plantings, the plantings of Hashem, Maisa yodeli ispoer, my act of my act of his hands to be proud of. The Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that this awakening and this flow should have a continuous energy, and it should impact the entire year. And because of this, the blessed Hashem shall merit us to to the complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu, to do and to observe the mitzvah of Hakil in the actual Beis Hamikdash, Zavul Beis Tifartenu, in the dwelling place, our beautiful dwelling place, v'meherev yomenu, speedily in our days, Amen Ken Yehi Ratzon. The one who blesses and is being blessed with a kesiva v'chasima toiva, to be written and sealed for the good, l'shono toiva m'sukah, for a good and sweet year, both physically and spiritually. And the Rebbe puts in here his signature with his mother's name as well, as you can read. It says the Rebbe's name, Ben Chana Schneerson. Can you read? On the bottom of this letter, the Rebbe has some footnotes, the sources to some of the statements that he made in the letter. So on the bottom, he gives you the sources for them, where it's taken for. There's two sources in the bottom. So here, this letter, as it's getting close to the new year, the Rebbe is utilizing to send a letter to all Jewish people, and the Rebbe is telling them the specialty of this year, because after Shemitah, the seventh year, the eighth year, or the one that follows, the first of the cycle, becomes... Hold on. So the Rebbe reminds them that Hakel is coming up, and that's a time which we all gather in the Beis HaMikdash in order to get inspired with a life of accepting the heavenly kingdom, accepting the mitzvahs, accepting the Torah. The Rebbe is saying this should be a time that we should make sure to specifically, the Rebbe says, to strengthen kosher education, Jewish education, to bring in, to be mahakil, and to bring in people into the kids, into the schools, so that we can educate them in the proper way, in the way of Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe is very hopeful that this influence will impact for the entire year, and Hashem will bless us with the coming of Mashiach. And the Rebbe says, I bless you, and I'm also being blessed with the blessing of a Kesivah Chasimah Toivah.